Axel Tree by Alexander Liberman. He was born in 1912 in Russia and died in 1999. Painting was his basic love. Sculpture came later. In 1950, he decided to pursue the circle, a form that related to both the sphere and the cylinder, to produce welded sculptures. He had a full-time creative job as the editorial director of Condé Nast publication firm, as well as a full-time involvement with the arts. He never did commissions. He usually painted in red, black, or white. He started out with a full-size model assembled from pieces of discarded metal found in a junkyard. Then he made a small maquette in good finished steel. The final work was fabricated in steel and painted. Look at the negative space. Find an opening that draws you into the mystery of this artwork. What forms do you see? The circle is a neutral element and it locks into itself. He felt art depends on chance and inspiration. Think about what discarded pieces from the junkyard inspired him. What colors did he use? This use of one color is called monochromatic. He usually painted in red, white, or black. Later on, see if you can discover another of Liberman's art pieces on the other side of the garden called Ritual 2. It is painted black. Some people think it looks like a pendulum, a toilet seat, or a circus strength game. Why is it called Ritual 2? Is he creating a new ritual? Could it be a new beginning for the objects? On the patio is another Liberman artwork called Orbits, made in 1967. I am sure you can now recognize his work.